Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Get that all out.
Mike Cute. Thank you. that shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like bounce, 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 that bitch can't hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Grand prize, $1,000. The Ultimate House Grand March as a famous family. All houses must register no later than May 5th. Your mini grants include $500 for open to all performance, soft versus dramatic. Your team captains are Little James Khan, Little Rotten 007, Luke Ebony, Boom Revlon, Beyonce Ebony. Mini grand number two, $500. Open to all runway team battle, the runway assassin. Team captain, Keith Ebony, Corey Chanel, Maurice Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini Grand Number 3, $300. Femme Scandalous Triple Threat, The Charlie's Angels, One Breathtaking Carter, One Sexy Realness, and One Sinister Sex Siren. Mini Grand Number 4, $250. Femme Queen vs. Butch Queen, legendary performance, Psychedelic Madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Address, 851 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m. Ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Chanel for tables and info. 443-220-3483. Again, that's 443-220-3483. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manila Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Should I go back? We can definitely talk about the ball here in New York City that happened on Friday.
I saw your video, Kelly.
My video? Which one? Because, you know, a lot of the videos, my videos caused so much controversy.
Yeah, I saw the one that caused the controversy.
Oh. I already pressed one. Hold on. Let me refresh my screen. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Let's bring on Ronnie.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's
you
want to do?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah.
Rodney.
What's going on? I actually heard that song,
like, you know, 2 days ago, and I was waiting for them to say, I know, welcome you.
Well, let me start with the ball that happened this weekend on Friday here in New York City. It was a ball that was being taped for some Bravo show. Really don't know what show it was being taped for. It was supposed to start at I think 7:45. I think it didn't start until like around like 9:30. We were just sitting there waiting for it to start, waiting for the camera people, waiting for everybody to come and, you know, and get everything rolling. The only problem I had with it was that they had an order of categories, and the first category was performance category. And that performance category was so long because, you know, a lot of the girls is, you know, trying to get their little life, you know, on the camera. So I don't know why that category was the first category. They had that category, and in between that category, I guess the camera people and the producer people was ready to go. So the next category was supposed to be the Femme Queen Realness. So instead of doing the Femme Queen Realness, because, you know, all the babes was in the building in the back hiding out for the category, the Sanayas, the Dee Dees, the Traces, the Lolas, and some of the Hawaiian girl, they switched the category to the Sex Siren category. Called the Sex Siren category, all the girls came out. It was cute for the other four girls that came out. You can't take anything from them. They definitely sexy in their own way. But the person that definitely, yeah, I already know, the person that broke the whole building down from everything, from the LSS to everything, to all the celebrities, to the celebrities that was there, you have to definitely give it to the motherfucking sexiest femme queen of the year for 8 years in a row, the iconic overall mother, Sanaya Ebony, came through that building and woke the motherfucking building up like no fucking other. That was a highlight for me. After that was over, after Sanaya and them walked and did they thing, I actually seen that the it was still like Realness and Runway categories left. The producer and the camera people started unwiring the few celebrities that they had on the panel, the ones that were sitting on the sideline, and started packing up their stuff. The cameras left, mother left. And as I was leaving out the door, you kept seeing the celebrities trickling off the judges' panel and trickling out the door because the cameras was gone. And that was it. Are y'all still there with me?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And that was it. That's how it went. I gagged. I really gagged. Like, you know, that the camera people left after the Sex Siren category. They wasn't there for the whole ball or anything. And after they started unwiring the celebrities, bitch, the celebrities started popping up off the panel and popping up off the sidelines one by one and hit it. And I was back home before the ball was even over. And that was my Friday night.
Hey, Kelly, once you started the camera people left, you figured you wasn't going to get no Bravo footage. You decided to go ahead and hit it.
Yes, honey, I got all the footage I needed. Honey, I got my LSS. I got my LSS. The producer came over to me at the table, and he told me, I know you're not on the judges panel, but my name is such and such, and I'm one of the producers. I see all your videos on YouTube. I love you. He gave me one of the little gift bags they gave out to the judges, honey. And, baby, once they left, they thought, oh, honey, there was no more use for me to be there.
Oh, okay.
I needed my 5 minutes of glory and fame. I got you. The cameras left. The celebrities left. And I was one of the ballroom celebrities. I left.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that was all that.
Do you know when and where it's supposed to be? I mean, like, that's Bravo, but do you know, like, actually when it's supposed to be coming out?
I don't know. I don't know any of that information. I have to have one of my kids research and find out exactly when all of that is going to happen. And to that queen that tried it in the chat room, talk about I was eating that pork chop on camera. Yes, I was eating that pork chop on camera. I was fucking hungry. Okay? Don't try it, Sexy Sapphire.
Oh, they had pork chops at the ball?
No, they didn't have pork chops at the ball. The kids left out, and when it got food, the kids, we were sitting there waiting for like 2 hours for it to start. The kids left out, and when it got food, the kids left out, and when it got ice cups, and when it got their bottles of cocktails, baby, and was serving their cocktails and their food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. But Sanaya was the highlight of the night. Now, how about your Friday night, Rodney?
I went to Philadelphia and supported the Evolution Ball with Michi, overall father Michi on the quad. It was okay. It was okay. It was less people than I thought. But you know, when you have a pride in a city and then you have another ball the next day, a major awards ball, you pretty much know what it's given. There was another ball going on at the same time, a free ball as well. So you know, it was a lot to compete against. But for what it was okay. You had the LaQuaz was deep in support of Michi. You had Mother Erica looking very nice. You had The Existence, The Prodigies. Ivernian was there. Some Cavalli's was there. Some Gotti's. It was Aga there. A few Mrs. You know, some people came out, Father James and Gloria, and, you know, a few of the icons were there as well, and some of your kids, Mike and a new pretty boy who was really hot.
Yes, my son Quan. A big
yeah,
shout-out to Quan. Congratulations on your win.
Yeah, he definitely won pretty boy. Michi definitely gave out all the money. He had it before the ball. He was, you know, walking around with the envelopes, I mean, the billfold saying, okay, the ball will be starting momentarily. All the money is here. Let's go. Just waiting on you guys. So, plus, they had a chance to get in for free. They took the HIV test and different stuff like that. So a lot of people were still taking the test and stuff. So it started. And so I want to say shout out to, Monica. Monica, Mother Ebony was in the building. Well, I think she says free agent. If I'm not mistaken, she told me she was a free agent again.
She's not an Ebony again? Oh, my God.
I don't want to, you know, confirm or deny, but I'm only going by what she told me herself out of her mouth.
She's an Ebony.
Oh, okay. She's an Ebony. And Sky Malone was there as well. Congratulations to him on his best dress win. Marquise Prodigy, first schoolboy. Your house member, what is his name, Kelly?
What member?
What's the pretty boy?
Excuse me?
What's the pretty boy name?
Quan.
Congratulations to Quan for schoolboy. And congratulations to Kwasim Escada for Thug. And Marquise Prodigy won overall. The Realness for the Cash. Then the Vogue film, that was the grand prize. It was $4,000. They broke it down into different segments as well. They had Female Figure, they had Vogue Femme, they had Twister, and they had Legendary. Then you had Tiffany Prodigy, one Female Figure. You had Sky Prodigy, one Twist. And you had Bubby and Baby Boy, one Legendary. And you had James, one Vogue Femme. And overall, for $1,000, was James Caan, Little James Caan. So congratulations to him. Officially part of the $1,000 club by itself.
I know that's right. Work it out, Little James.
That was, you know, pretty much it in a nutshell. Mugler for Sex Iron.
I know that's right. Well, that was Philadelphia. That was New York. Now let's go on to some tea, honey. And other news and breaking news, why the ex-overseer star Miss X Mizrahi get beat up by three different Mizrahis, Miss Say? I was gagging when this tea came across my screen. Oh, my God, what the fuck is going on with that? And other breaking news, honey, I want to know, did the New York City father Carlos Ebony get out of jail? I heard he got locked up last Tuesday. He was on his way, I think, to with Jihad or going to pick up Jihad and got locked up in Brooklyn. Did he get out of jail yet? I need to find out. I mean, can somebody search and find out that information for me? I need to know. What else was it? Oh, and other breaking news, honey. The pioneer icon Andre Mizrahi left to go to L.A. last weekend, honey. And when he went to L.A., one of his twisted sons had his car and got the car was shot up and the window was blown out of the car. And other ballroom breaking news, honey. But I hear the child is all right. He only got shot in the arm. Andre got his car fixed, and his car was definitely in D.C. this weekend with him and the icon, Selvin Caan, honey.
Wait, Andre has a car?
Yes, London, he has a smart car.
That's
honey, funny. Hold on, London, we have a caller.
Little one.
From the air.
Yes, let me shut it up. Girl, because somebody else stole it. You know, somebody, one of his, family stole it. Took it, and they shot up. But no, it was in Impala, but he drove that little one to Chicago and Atlanta. I mean, and the, No, from Chicago. He went to Chicago first of all.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller, you're live on the air. 718-810, you're live on the air.
Kelly, now, why would you put me on the line knowing that I'm being tried then?
Well, baby, your number came up across my screen, and you hear we hear you talking about this Impala. We hear you talking about this Impala and stuff.
And I'm thinking that, you know, your radio station is giving what the other radio station is giving, that you're just picking callers that, you know, get online.
Baby, I would not just pick your number, baby. Don't ever come at me like that, okay?
I heard you say that about other people, so I don't know what your show give. I don't know, you know.
So,
Who Impala
and Chicago and all
of
these things? After everybody,
Hi,
Rodney. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. My arm is killing me. I just got to text you.
Oh, okay. We don't want to hear about your heart, too, baby. Bye.
You mad, Kelly? Let me tell you. Kelly is mad. She is over.
Bye.
Mad.
Bye, Tyshawn.
She's bitter.
Okay. The next caller we have is 91045, you're live on the air. Okay, 773814, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I got a question for you.
Yeah, I have one, sweetie.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, the men's room is that way. Sweetie, the men's room is that way.
Girl, hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha. I got a question for you.
What's going on, Tasha?
Okay. So anyway, here's my question. It might not even be pertinent to what you're talking about. So why did you chop that realness child at the awards ball?
What child are you talking about?
What was her name? Destiny? So why did you chop her? Like, what didn't you see?
What I didn't see about her? I said, like I told Harold, when he asked me why I chopped her, I told Harold exactly why I chopped her. Okay, if you're a school teacher, school teachers does not reappoint.
Why are you explaining yourself, and why is she asking you questions? And I thank you. Do we have another caller?
Caller, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I chopped up because she had on a pencil skirt and she had on a low-cut blouse, and you had to bring it as a teacher. That's why I chopped her. Her skirt was too tight for her to be a teacher, and the blouse was too low in the front for her to be a teacher.
Okay, that's cute. Okay, and I got another question, too. This is just probably, like, way off, you know, scale or whatever. Okay, so I've been watching, like, some old YouTube videos or whatever. It is such a key to me. So why did you always chop this Khadijah girl? Like, what is it between the two of you? I'm just curious.
That's so last year.
I know. I'm just wondering, what is this?
You know, Khadijah be Khadijah. You know, everybody has their opinions on certain things. You know, Khadijah is not what Khadijah used to be in the past. And everybody is still living on, so everybody is still living on what they used to be in the past and not what they are at the present moment.
All righty. Well, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. The next caller we have, oh, well, they hung up, honey, so guess we have no other coolers, honey. Ronnie, would you like to start with the recap of the DC Awards Ball?
Oh, yeah, and congratulations to my daughter, Sharon Neeu, for winning.
Who?
Sharon Neeu.
Who was that?
Oh, child, oh, Miss London. And you are fucking a late fucking queen. Hello?
Yes. London, did you come to the
DC
Awards?
Why am I late? She was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, okay. I was like, who the hell is that? Did you come to DC Awards, London?
I was in DC, but not for the awards, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. You was in DuPont Circle as well?
I was around there.
Okay.
I seen you, though.
Say it again.
I said I seen you.
Oh, you saw me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah. I see I have a new fan in the chat room.
Hello?
Brand new shade, whoever that might be, of course, you know.
Oh, child, these girls with these new names. 267-221, you're live on the air.
But Rodney, why would you ask me, was I in the Butch Queen area?
No, I mean, I was just asking. What's up, TJ?
Okay, Rodney, let's start recapping the Capitol Awards Ball. Because I had so much. There was just so much going on at the Capitol Awards Ball.
Oh, okay. Well, when I got there, I was, a little drained from all the day's activities that I had, everything I was doing. So when I got there, I was, a little drained. And then when I spoke to Harold about the situation, and he, he told me about it. So we discussed, and I was fine with it. I just, dealt with it or whatever. But then we got to the ball. They did the awards. I spoke with Jack and Sullivan when I first got there, so they kind of, like, made me smile. So I started enjoying myself, and then I went to the bar. I was drinking Hennessy and Coke all night, so, that perked me up a little bit. And then Sex Siren, O.A., Vogue Femme Divas, and Vogue Femme, that was my highlight for the ball. I really enjoyed those categories. And it was good to see Whitney on the floor as well.
Whitney?
Yeah.
Whitney who, Garcon?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't see Whitney walk?
That must be when I was asleep.
Oh. Yes, he walked, icon, legendary face or whatever. And a lot of people was asking about it, saying they wanted to walk, and her put out a long list of names and stuff like that for the people. And nobody came out to walk against him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, why did you have to speak with Harut and Jack and tell them?
No, in general, as far as like the vibe of the evening, once I saw Jack and once I saw Selvin, they kind of made me start laughing with their antics, and Jack with his, you know, very manipulative way of speaking, it just really made me laugh.
Oh, I'm so mad that I miss Whitney Walken, honey. Bitch, I was definitely knocked out. Of, y'all seen my video that I made, baby. I was asleep, honey. I was asleep during the first half, honey, at the table, honey, with my hat on. I was definitely knocked at that table.
The Renegade Rebel, yes, I did win.
I don't even know who one of the years.
Can give you a few of them.
I know the only person I remember, because I'm gonna be 100% honest. I was going in and out. I was falling asleep. I remember hearing that Little Magic one of the year, and I think that's about the only person that I remember.
I think I remember some Kevin Balenciaga one twist, Deshaun. Ebony won Thug Realness. Brian Balenciaga won Oway. Ayana Christian won The Image of Achievement. Mark God won Best Dress. Best Dress. Lucy Liu won Urban Fashionista.
Do you know who won the envelopes with the, what amount of money was inside the envelope?
It was a lot of different envelopes with a lot of different money.
I remember who won a couple of envelopes. I gotta definitely say, like I said earlier, congratulations to Rio Prodigy for definitely winning $1,000 for Sex Siren. Well-deserved $1,000. Definitely what you think of when you think of a sexy motherfucker, dark skin, dark motherfucking chocolate, sexy-ass motherfucker. Definitely got to give it up to him. Definitely can't take that from him for the $1,000. Mother Tati Couture for definitely winning Femme Queen Phase at the ball for the 125. Definitely to Mother Latoya Couture for definitely winning the $75 for her category. Whatever category I remember that they won. To the Aga Thug Realness Boys, definitely for pulling the envelope with the dollar. They won the dollar. I definitely do remember that because it was a key that they only won a dollar. And it was like 3 of them that won Thug Realness. So that's all I remember.
Day-Day, Khan won Best Dress. Congrats to Day-Day. I don't know how much his envelope was for. Selvin and Lucy Liu won Sneaker versus Sneaker. I think they pulled $250 out the envelope.
Yeah, they did pull $250. Yes, they did. I remember that,
$250.
Mm-hmm. So, Kelly, why were you and Felicity arguing during the ballroom recap?
What ballroom recap?
The ballroom recap video.
Oh, the aftermath?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty boy.
No, they won 500. Lucy Liu and Kool-Aid won 500. Jack tried it. It's at 250. They won 500.
Oh, okay.
Won 500. Honey, but what I can say is, and hold on, 347-63-365, you're live on the air. I want you to learn how to motherfucking read. Excuse me? I want you to learn how to motherfucking read.
The thug realness, Jack was playing with, as they said. The thug realness won $500. Lucy Lou and Kool-Aid won $250. You want me to learn how to read what?
Bitch, them numbers on the motherfucking switchboard, ho.
Baby, girl, when I tell you, if you see how many windows I have open here,
nothing to do with all that. I'm tired. How you going to get on here and say Harold didn't have a good ball? Now, Kelly, you are trying it. You were sitting at the bar looking like Hattie Mae Pierce, girl, and now you want to get on the radio and try to read my friend. Don't do that.
Baby, I'm not reading. Like I told Harold, me and Harold had this discussion outside of the bar. I had this discussion with Harold, and I told Harold how I felt about the bar. Harold was fresh off of his trip from Jamaica last year. Harold was more in tune. This is the same thing I told Harold outside of the bar. Harold was more in tune to his ball last year. Harold was more hands-on, and he was up there in the front, and he had control of his ball and everything. This is what I told Harold. Harold did not have control over his ball this year. Harold let the commentators control the ball. They had to stop for 10-minute intermissions in between to call Harold for Harold to come up and check and tell them what exactly the category was calling for, the definitions in all the categories. He was doing a whole lot of running around. That's exactly what I told Harold at the ball. It's not my fault that everything that was going on and Harold was running all over the place, and I made the video I made. The ballroom throwback came over to me. I had my glasses and my hat on, and I was at the table, bitch, and I was asleep at the Milan's table, Miss Thing, okay? They came over and they tapped me and asked me why I was asleep. I made the video. It was boring to me. It was blah, blah, blah. Everybody else that might have had fun, they might have had fun because they was awesome services. This was one of those functions that I probably would have had fun if I was awesome services. But I was not on any services. I was motherfucking...
What the fuck is that?
I decided not to do none this weekend, honey. Okay? So maybe I would have had fun like everybody else had fun if I was high like everybody else was. But I wasn't, so it was draining to me. They drained it out. They stretched it out too long. I think the ball started around like 1:30. I think the ball started around like 1:30, if I'm not mistaken, Rodney. And I did not get on the judges panel until like 6 o'clock in the morning. It does not take that long to have a first half.
Well, Kelly, you probably would have had more fun if you would have got that Auger number before time.
I didn't get in it. I didn't get in it until after the ball, okay?
Like I told Harold,
I'll give him an 8 out of a 10. I would have gave him a 6 overall, but I gave him 2 more points back because I got his son's phone number, okay? And I was real. That's just how I feel. It's no shade. We don't been the balls. It don't take, even though I got, like I told Harold, can't take nothing from him. He definitely gave out all his motherfucking cash, definitely gave away, had all the categories. It was no categories that was not called. All the kids got to work their category. They had a good time. I just didn't have fun. That was just my opinion on the situation. You can't take nothing from him. You can't take anything from him. I just took off my 2 points. My ratings is from 1 to 10, and I took off 2 points because the motherfucking first half was motherfucking 5.5 hours for first half. Money. And somebody just hit me up and said some queen won the Image Life Leadership Awards. They said some drag queen won this Image Leadership Award, but I don't know his name.
Ayana.
Oh.
But why was she, why do I see a video of her reading you on the judges panel? And then there's a remix of Chuck reading you.
We're not going to go into that. My wise brother, with his bachelor's and his master's degree, asked me not to talk about that subject, just to let it go. I'm going to listen to a wise man, and I'm just going to let it go, and I'm not going to entertain it. If y'all want to see exactly how I feel about that situation, definitely go to Boardroom Throwback and see the aftermath. I definitely did talk about it on there. But I will not talk about it on here.
Put the Pepsi down.
Alexis, I've seen your Ubu show you did with the Jockeying with the Butch Queens.
Miss London, go sit down somewhere, okay?
Okay, hold on, Alexis. Stay right there with us. We got another caller.
I would like
212-714. You're live on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Everybody? I'm fine, yourself?
I'm great. This is Father Raven Couture. I just wanted to congratulate my father, Harold, on having a great, successful ball. And me and the Coutures, we really enjoyed ourselves.
Congratulations on your win, Raven, for putting an eye.
Thank you, Harold.
Raven for definitely winning, put an eye where.
Thank you, Rodney. Thank you all. I had a nice time. That's basically all I wanted to really say. I'm on my way heading to Chicago right now.
Oh, honey, I know that's right, honey. Definitely got to send a shout-out to you, yourself. Definitely send out a shout-out to Patsy. Definitely send out a shout-out to LaToya for definitely coming all the way from Chicago and definitely winning Sex Siren, honey, after all the rest of the girls got chopped, honey. For those big, bitter queens that said she would never, ever win again once she left the House of Herrera, and she proved you wrong.
Ali, is that the one that walked against Ray Ray for performance? Lovely.
Thank you, thank you. Well, they said you're welcome and everything. They had a nice time as well.
Yes, I hope to see y'all this weekend in North Carolina, honey.
Oh, Ray, How much was your envelope?
I mean, my envelope wasn't for cash, you know what I'm saying? It was just something to play with. But North Carolina, I'm sure it's going to be for cash.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Was it very much cash?
Rodney.
Yeah.
My mother, Tati, said she loves you. She right here.
Love you too, Tati. Congratulations on your win for Film 3 Face.
Thank you.
Lovely.
I know that's right. Honey. I want to thank y'all for calling in, honey, and listening to the show.
Most definitely. Okay,
hold on. Somebody just texted me and said something, honey. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Is this in North Carolina or was this this weekend? Somebody just texted me. Let me see, honey. Is this in North Carolina on Saturday or is that next week or that was this weekend? Honey, y'all know, honey, y'all know I'm a little slow, but say y'all got to take me all information. Maybe. But I think they texted me and saying, foot and eyewear is $250 in North Carolina this weekend.
Yes, it
is. I know.
Oh, okay, yeah. They said it's $200 this weekend, $250 in North Carolina this weekend. They hope they see you on the back of the floor.
You know, they might see me. They might not. They might see me walk another one of my categories. So, I mean, you never know.
Okay, honey. I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in, honey. Make it back to Chicago safely, honey, and text me when y'all get home.
All right, baby.
Okay, love y'all. The next caller we have is 443-839. You're live on the air.
Absolutely.
Like hello? 443-839, you're live on the air.
You put your hand over the shot part of the face, man.
Okay. 937-469, you're live on the air.
I'm sorry, I hit it by accident. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, since we're talking about the ball of D.C., honey, I want to talk about how motherfucking Big James, honey, had motherfucking John Balenciaga hemmed up in the motherfucking corner, honey, and was choking him up. What? Honey,
what?
The CEO? Big James had John Balenciaga, the sex siren, choked up in the motherfucking corner, Miss Thing, because John was going around telling people that he had him. And so Big James finally got to see him and choked him up in the corner and gave the ready, who you tell the motherfuckers I had you? Where the fuck we had? Where the fuck we had? And had him choked up in the motherfucking corner. Baby. But John didn't want to talk about it on the aftermath, but we're talking about it here now.
What Big James? Not my brother James.
Yes, Big James had John Balenciaga hang up in the corner by the bar, and Harold asked him to please stop, and that's why he let John go.
James Corn.
Yes. Miss London, if you keep putting up pictures, Miss Thing, saying that's me, baby, you're gonna gag. Okay, girl. We're not gonna sit here and play these games, honey. We're gonna meet you. No, but that's not me, and that it's not the same look. I had on bottoms. Okay. You're trying it. But besides that, it wasn't really no altercations or anything at the ball. We definitely could give, besides the minor little John him up, it was really no altercations at the ball. It was really nice. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Shawnee's. She definitely did reach out. We took a picture together and everything. Definitely a big shout-out to her. It was great seeing a lot of the legends and icons that was up in the building. Definitely seeing the Libations back up on the floor, definitely making a presence known in the building. It was definitely good seeing the Prodigies. I got to say grand prize to Dante Balenciaga and Lisa Prodigy for definitely winning Team Realness category. Definitely a big shout-out to them for that.
Didn't he look like Carmen?
Huh?
I said, didn't he look like Carmen?
Yes, they was definitely sitting. They looked really cute together. Honey, I got to give a big shout-out to all the thugs that walked the Realness category. Why is this queen hitting me up on Uber? Which queen's on Uber?
Girl, stop lying. That default picture says enough.
Okay. Baby,
hey,
I don't chat with
you.
What did you tell Ronnie?
I was speaking to Alexis.
Hey, Uncle Ronnie.
What's going on?
You know, she's rude. She doesn't, you know, see anyone else on the
Okay,
phone,
I apologize. Is Divine on here also?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
This is... Hey, London. I apologize, y'all.
Hello.
The show was giving me very blah, 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 blah. So I thought I'd just call in and, you know.
What show was giving you blah, 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 blah?
Girl, this one right here, Mr. What the hell you mean?
Girl.
You must be up like an hour early or hour too early.
We're not even going to entertain Alexis and her things that she got going on, because Alexis is just a mess, Miss Thing. What's going to be blah, 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 is we'll be on our way to Atlanta this on Wednesday.
Alexis, we just have to give positive feedback on what we did this weekend to take the ballroom to a new direction for this evening.
Other show, that's what they're for.
Oh, sorry.
What fight? Somebody said it was a fight. What about the fight with the Khans?
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
They had a fight at?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you. Someone sent me a message and said Michi LaCroix didn't give out. He gave out money, but he made it all back. The gay Black Pride sponsors gave him all the money back.
Miss London is really being a mess here tonight, Miss Thang. Okay.
Do you see Benji Juice picture that she just posted at London Tea Party?
Oh, they said Mark and BJ jump this boy and his new lover at the ball.
So, Kelly, how can two people jump two people?
I don't know, Rodney, honey. They said, yup, at the ball. I don't know.
Did they say one person beat up two people?
They said, baby, I'm only reading what's coming across my screen.
Jump by Mark and Miss BJ.
They said, but that's not a jump. BJ knocked Matt Chanel. Used to date Smack Khan.
they tried to beat the Chanel child first. Oh, baby, I'm gonna see. I have two different people that should send me this this tea, so I'm getting it for both ends. But BJ Knockland,
BJ Khan, beat up Smoke Khan in his leather.
Yeah, whatever, honey. Whatever, honey.
And I got two that Nicola got. I got two that Nicola got kicked out the house of Khan, and Spitter is next.
You said what?
Ooh. I said Nicola is no longer a con and Spitter might be next.
You already know. You gotta have that lady press in one London. Why you always gotta miss? You always see Alexis came here last week and brought her name up, baby, and she pressed one. Now London don't mention her name. She's gonna be pressing one again.
Make it hot, Nicola. Are you a corn or are you down below?
Oh, my God, honey.
Hold on, wait. Somebody just told me that. How could she be next when that she just made a date? Okay, I don't have nothing to do with that.
No, oh, my God.
Oh, Nicola's talking to me now on Facebook.
What did she do?
She told me down on Facebook, hold on. She just said Kelly, and I just said yes. So we got to wait for her. She's
tight
in London.
You made someone else Lexus, legendary just now?
What did you say? She said kicked out London?
Yeah, that was my exact words, if I recall.
Well, Nicole, can you please press one? London would like to talk to you, honey. She's listening to the show, London.
It's just news I get across my screen. I just need clarification.
You just need clarification.
Alexis, what were you going to say? Were you talking about Spitter?
Alexis?
No, I've already talked to my brother. He clarified it for me.
Wow. Ciao. Hold on, we got a caller. 443-839, you're live on the air.
If you try to get some type of life, that's the shit I know you talk about.
That's what I
you ain't doing shit for sitting there. That's not working.
That's what it is.
I can see Ryan. I'm still scared. I know I ain't going to win. I ain't even going to try to win. That's what it does do.
You call it in, honey, and not saying nothing.
She's giving up.
No. Oh, honey, that was that's Little James' number. They keep calling in, but they're not saying nothing, honey. Baby, why are they not saying anything? Little James calling here. I want Little James to call it. You know why?
Is he with BJ,
I don't know if he's with BJ. But I would love to speak to Little James. I would love to speak to Amori, ex. He's still a con, but he's no longer father, honey. I would love to speak to the leaders of the House of Con, honey, to find out how do they feel that they're no longer mothers and fathers.
But, Kelly, that's like weeks old.
I know it's weeks old, Miss Thing, but, you know, somebody hit me up. Somebody just hit me up and says, ask me, well, why is the commentator still calling them out as mothers and fathers and they no longer that?
Well, I mean, apparently some other people don't know they're not mothers and fathers either, but they still.
What are you trying to say, Alexis? I'm already doing it now.
No, I was not talking about my grandchild. Kelly, all you have to do is call James. You know what to do. Stop acting like that. He's listening.
Oh, James always listens to the show, honey. Baby, James is at work right now, and James is listening to the show. I know he listens to the show all the time, honey.
Hello, James.
You said London?
No, I said hello, James.
What is the little bitch?
Baby, it's a mess, honey.
Someone sent me a message and said, Nicola, was kicked out for disorderly conduct. She already wasn't a mother because she stayed high all the time at the house meetings when she was there. Spitter isn't leaving, but hopes she learns to wash her body. The balls smell much better now that Kevin takes over.
You want them to come out.
Oh my God.
There you go.
And then
oh my God. These bitches is crazy. Oh my God. Oh,
so hello, Nicola, how are you?
Nicole.
Oh, I'm there.
Yes,
I'm good. You've been here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. London.
How are you?
London. Who said that statement, London? Did that really come to you or you needed to get me on the show? Just please
Nicole.
Be honest.
Nicole.
Who's that, Lexus? Came
through.
No, that's Devon.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
How are you? Welcome back.
I'm blessed. What's going on? They had to go there. How are you, Von? Devon and Alexis, Kel, Rodney, how you feel? God bless. London, come on.
Are you the pawn or are you not the
pawn?
Is that what you wanted to hear or which I wanted to, I want you to elaborate on the accusations that I'm what? I didn't get that. I mean, that was a fun. Did you really make that up, London? Just tell the truth.
No,
Kelly, are you
doing it wrong?
No,
they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. Hold on. They're doing it wrong.
I was drinking the water.
Okay, I thought you was in the bathroom peeing.
What, girl?
No, that was somebody in the bathroom, wherever. No, I'm not. And I've never been kicked out of no fucking where. And I'm an old enough girl to know how to bow out gracefully. And if there are different things and we see things on different sides, I'm not going to argue with that when it's their property. I know how to bow out gracefully. There may be some things that I thought that were unfair to me, and it's no big thing, you know. I was legend before that. I was a mother before that. I was doing all these things way before, you know, I stepped into the boardroom front line. So that, to me, is not, you know, relevant. But that extra stuff, London, you made that up.
So basically, you felt like, you know, you were being, you couldn't get high, you know, at the meetings. You couldn't come to the meeting high, and you were coming to the meeting high, right?
Are you serious? You know who you're talking to right now? Are you serious? Are you serious?
No,
I mean, you had to get... No, Kelly, somebody else take over this interview. You had to get more better evidence or some more information than that.
You're coming high, and you know you can come high, but you're a mother, so, you know...
Let me tell you something. Being that everyone says this high thing, I don't get high. I couldn't afford to get high. Wait. Let me talk now. I couldn't afford to get high like them girls get high. I know nothing about sniffing lots and lots and qualities unless I'm with some bunch of people that does that. Nicole does not do that. No, I know. I'm not saying. I'm saying it to you. Whoever gave you that information, just to clarify that, I'm a mother by day. I can't afford to live my life according to like that, which means I can't afford to give my money up away from my daughter to people that's gonna treat me like shit afterwards. You get my point? So I have no time to do any of the things that anybody is stating. I love my children and the House of Corn. I love the House of Corn. There were certain issues and certain individuals that I chose not to go up and battle for because I'm a person that can keep going and going and going and going and going. And things are not called for like that. So I decided to bow out gracefully. Did you get your answer, London?
You got tired of being the internet mother.
No, I definitely am a mother that protects my children, and I'm definitely a mother that are there for my children, and I'm not a trophy mother, and I don't sit behind nowhere and have to be quiet because of my kids. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to talk what's right. I don't like it. I'm going to say what's on my mind, and somehow says you're not allowed to do that. So, no, you're wrong again.
Okay.
You have a blessed one.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Nicole. Don't run.
I'm not going away. I'm right here, baby. I don't run. I don't do that.
So, since we got you on the phone.
I did cook with Nicole. I gave her bumps plenty of times. And you can say my name. Legendary K-On 007 Butch Queen Sex Siren from Philly.
Legendary who?
Legendary Keon 007 Butch Queen Sex Siren from Philly. I left Con when she came in.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who they're talking about. And if they gave me what they gave me, then that was nice because you heard me say that I couldn't afford it. Next, go ahead, Alexis. Go ahead.
So, is it safe to say you're going back home?
What's
the overall mother position in your future?
Listen, all I'm just going to say, I'm not going to go into details because, like I said, I love them children. Little James, all of them, I love them. And the House of Icon, I helped bring that to the platform. So they both mean very good things to me. I'm not going to bash or speak about it. I think, like I said, and that's what I'm going to say, a few others in the House of Icon, a few individuals, we have different points of view. I'm very protected over my kids. I'm very outspoken. I say what's on my mind, and that may be a problem. That's that. What I'm about to do and how I'm about to do it, I'm just putting that in God's hands. And whatever way he leads me, it's whatever way it goes. But I love them, and I love the Icons, and that's just that.
Okay.
Leslie, Nicole, and I are
London, did you get your clarification? And I would like for you to get information from your people that are accurate, because anything you want to know about this BITCH, I will let you know myself.
That's why I came live on the air, no?
No, I've just never been that. And when I'm just saying, so when the girls is talking, you give accurate information, and then I'm like, oh, y'all got me. You ain't giving shit. Keep that shit. That's whack. You're not making any sense. That's the way I feel, and that's what it is. I didn't get kicked out of nowhere.
The information I got was not accurate, but the truth is you were internet mom.
I'm not going to sit here and debate for me because you don't want me behind the closet. You are a restricted girl. You sitting on there making your tea party rooms in your private groups, bitch, and no one has ever seen your motherfucking face yet. So I don't care what you have to shut the fuck up, London. I'm talking. I don't care what you have to say about me at all. God bless you, London. Get life off your character, whoever the fuck you pretending to be. I'm Miss Bowles, and I have been that all my life. Okay. Okay, London, you got your answer.
I am me because you are.
You are me because you don't exist, bitch. You not no one. You and me is a person. You are not a person. You are a character. There's a big difference. You understand? You emulate something so that you can make people a kiki. I am an individual that'll slap you in your motherfucking face and tell you what's on my mind. There's a big difference, London. There's a big difference. You don't want me, Kelly. Get your girlfriend. Get your character. Look, blah, 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 blah. As your sister was saying, mine, blah, blah. Jerk it off. Get it twisted. Go somewhere else.
Enjoy your night. I love
you.
You
too. I love you too. God bless.
I actually don't. I hate you with a bloody passion. And I thank you. Hi on Drugs Mother Internet.
Well, baby, the show has hit the roof. London, you asked for it and she came.
How dare she speak of words she can't even spell?
I tell you girls all the time, honey, you send for it, it will come. London, you send for her and she came.
And she came and now she's gone.
Blah, 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 blah. Baby?
So, is there any more tea?
I don't know. What do you have? Because I don't have none. My coffee pot is dry, honey.
Okay, did I miss it? Did we talk about the blinding tea?
No, we didn't talk about Hercules. Go ahead.
I don't know what happened because now I can read the post to y'all, but you know.
Well, Hercules is he got kicked out of the blowing chat room, honey, and so he was reading, honey, and he said he's a 007 and things.
Oh,
why
okay.
Did anybody find out why he got kicked out of the chat rooms?
Well, I was trying to listen. Divine, did they talk about it? I was busy. I couldn't tune in. And so,
no,
well,
that's
you
how they
busy,
on
girl.
The,
you just didn't want to listen.
No,
actually, I was kind of busy. They didn't talk. They didn't discuss it, Divine.
No, they were talking about something that had to do with them not, somebody not getting their money's worth of training.
Oh, somebody gave the very, Alexis had a date, that's why she didn't listen to the show.
I had company, I did, but it wasn't a date.
Oh, private caller, your line was there.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was working out with Hercules, and he stole my money.
Oh, God.
Bloody.
And that's the truth, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay. The next call is 410-685. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, this is Big Red.
Hey, Big Red.
Hey, London, I love you. Divine, how are you going to be on the show and not hear what they said? Milan said that Hercules is still in the house. Until they have their meeting. Someone else called and said that Hercules stole his money as well. Then that's when they got into a debate, and Milan started muting people because the boys started going off, as he does. So Hercules, right now, Milan is saying he's still a Milan.
Right, and Hercules was saying he was a blinding too. That's why I was saying that wasn't, you know, it wasn't no secret. Hercules didn't say he wasn't a blinding on the radio.
Oh, yeah, but the post he said he could be a double. Let me make sure, because I don't like to misquote people. Hold on. Put it up out the archives.
Let's go. Get it together.
If you're kicked out of your house page without a phone call, then what's that? If you're kicked out of your leadership group without a notice, then what the fuck is that? If this shit don't start making sense, then I will be a 007. If you can't respect me, don't talk to me. I will do my own thing, house or no house. I pay my own way to balls and buy my own shit. So it's not like a house does anything for me. I will be father no matter where I go. Then he goes on to say, I'm not a kiss ass and I don't take this shit, and some can't handle that's all that is. Doing me like that is not family and not respectful. I'll never beg for anything. If it's for me, then it's not for me. If you can't take it from me, it never was really mine. I have my own damn mind at the end of the day, and my own money, so I don't know what the hoes think. But I'm the boss over here, and unless I disrespect you, then you can come do as you please to me. But to do harmful things to me because me and your new friends don't see eye to eye is some bullshit. Like I always say, my mindful of your old friends while you make your new ones.
And I thank you. You can put me back on hold, Kelly.
What is that?
You can put me back on hold.
Why?
Why? Because I won't be part of your show tonight. I'm trying to cook.
Oh, okay. Honey, I thought that was Alexis, honey.
If I ask you to put me on hold, bitch, you put me on hold.
No, bitch, I'm not putting you on hold, honey.
Girl, you that's not real.
Excuse me?
So, Kelly, you enjoy your new, You know, it's funny how things change within a week's time. Just this time last week, Monday, we were having a discussion, and you were in such big denial about things.
Wait, are you talking about her newfound freedom?
We found love in a hopeless place, I guess.
You find love in a hopeless place. You find love in a hopeless place. Ah, okay.
Why y'all going at me? Why everybody wants to know what's going on with me? Why everybody at me? That's what I want to know.
I don't want to know.
Tell it all. You tell it all through Facebook, through your post.
Okay, London. Oh, don't that bitch post like? Don't she post like 50 times a day now?
She can post a book. Yeah.
I told that hoe she posts one more status, I'm gonna delete that bitch.
Oh, Charlie.
Hey, Alexis. Alexis, someone said, why is Alexis always on the phone lines when she barely walks? Miss Piggy Realness.
Because I can do that. Tell them because I can do that. And if they want to know anything, tell them if they want to know anything, they can press 1 and come on the line and ask for their motherfucking self.
Okay. Everybody is sure want to know what Kelly's doing, okay? I don't understand why everybody want to know what Kelly is doing. Is anybody helping Kelly pay these motherfucking bills, Miss Sam?
We were off your subject, but since you're back
I'm talking to the girls in the chat room. Okay, the girls want to talk about, oh, no, it's a Butch Queen.
Okay.
They want to talk about, oh, it's a new dyke or man or girl. Why y'all in my motherfucking love life? Okay? And y'all better stop calling my sister Miss Piggy in this chat room, okay?
Oh, no, Kelly, I'm on the way. Trust me.
Okay.
These computer screens.
That Miss Piggy is a fierce bitch.
She sure is.
No, she actually stays in Neighbors.
Somebody told me no Butch Queen Kelly. Mama, I don't see it, honey.
Well, the trade that just left wasn't a Butch Queen, was he?
What is that?
Hell, you heard what I said, bitch.
Actually, no, he wasn't a Butch Queen. It was everything, honey. Actually, London, that's why I came on the show and I was so dry, London, because I did not have any energy after, you know, doing the do. That's why I was so dry. I had no energy in me, honey. You wasted a lot of energy.
You didn't
put it all up in line.
You didn't have enough energy.
I had no energy left. I like to see you. It was about an hour, girl. I had no energy. Yes. Oh, that's cute. Honey, I had no energy. Honey, y'all girls better stop trying in this chat room. Y'all girls are late. That room is a mass mistake, okay?
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm going to make a little quick announcement. The ball will start at 8 p.m. on Saturday. The guest list, judges list will close at 8 p.m.
Tell Marcus he could call in and do his own talking, Rodney. Nobody want to hear all that.
London, I mean, Marcus is going to be on the phone on Wednesday.
I'm sure he is.
That's his exclusive time for Wednesday when he's going to come and talk about the ball and everything. But, baby, I'll be upstairs in my room, honey. I'll be walking out my room at 8:55 to come downstairs by 8 o'clock.
Oh, you mean 7:55 then?
I'll be, 7:55. I'll be leaving out my room at 7:55. Give me 5 minutes to get down to the Grand Ballroom.
So you're not doing the presidential drinking pre-math?
No, honey. I want the girls to see me in my new look, honey, when I come in, honey, because I'm coming in with my new look.
I hope this look is better than what you've been giving for the last 2 balls.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Yes, girls. I mean, like these last 2 balls in Florida and that way in last night.
Girl, well, I got a business call coming on my other line. Y'all talk for a minute.
Your look was blah 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 blah.
We need something. She's been paying it
for some reason. Is that what it is? Kelly must have got an iron clug on the own fog.
So you will be in North Carolina, Alexis?
I think I'm going to make it.
Oh, okay. How about you, London?
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it.
Oh, okay.
So, Divine, since your ball over, your tour has stopped, or will you be visiting us?
I'm the Sakari.
Say it again.
Country, I will be in Atlanta. Calm down. I'm sorry.
You go
so, Alexis, you was coming from our look, Alexis?
Huh?
You had to let you on hold for a minute.
What happened?
You was at my look. Why was you at my look?
No, girl, I'm just passing on the word. The girl said your look was very blah.
The girl said my look was very blah?
Blah.
I don't care what the girl said about my look.
Listen, they said you came out hard like MJG and 8 Ball for the New York Awards Ball, and then you just been very lackluster.
Actually, when I came out for the New York City Awards Ball, I came to walk, so that's why I came hard. And when I came to these last, when I came to Florida, I came to walk and I came hard. When I came out last night,
let's say Florida. Of course, we know Florida was a big if, but go ahead.
When I came out Saturday night, I did not come out to walk. I came out to judge and I gave a look.
Somebody said your look was very what the fuck Wednesday, laughing my ass off.
Oh well, if that's what they said about my look, tell them I said to kiss my ass. Okay.
You heard what she said.
Tell them they don't pay the bills to be the motherfucking boss. And a lot of these motherfucking bitches, like I said on my status yesterday, a lot of these bitches have a lot to motherfucking say and a whole bunch of motherfucking opinions, but these bitches ain't about this motherfucking life.
Dude, you're not about this life, Kelly. Calm down.
Those bitches, it's a whole bunch of bitches that's going around stunning and acting like they about this motherfucking life, legends, icons, and everything. Bitch, y'all ain't about this motherfucking life.
I will put you on blast, girl, but I'm going to let that slide.
Okay.
Kelly, you wear beach hats. You're not about this life.
Excuse me?
Okay, you wear beach
hats. Kelly, I just got an inbox. They said, you can say what you want to say, but you better not step your ass out on that floor for face no more, because they're going to show you something. <life. laughs> Now, I'm just reading the messages, girl, so don't care about that.
Well, you tell that bitch that sent you that message.
Divine, you falling out.
You tell that bitch that sent you that message, if she's about this life, to call in here and tell me that her motherfucker. The next caller we have is 317-370. You're live on the air.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly, girl. I did not press one. But because I'm here, I guess I might as well say what's up to everybody.
What's going on, Vengeance?
Hey, Panda. This is Vengeance in the motherfucking building.
What's going on,
Hey, Kelly, let me tell you something, girl. I've been seeing your Facebook statuses over the past couple of days, and I want to tell you something. Fuck them motherfucking haters, Kelly. You know they always going to come for your motherfucking neck, especially after you set them motherfucking Mugler's for face, honey. Tell them bitches to kiss your big ass. But on some real shit, Kelly, you
don't forget
you
Shay Shay and Temperance.
Oh, Shay Shay and Temperance. Oh, yeah, your number two haters. Oh, they're never number one. They're never number one. They're always your number two haters. Oh, Kelly, let's, you know what? We should give them a round of applause, standing ovation, because they have been so, so, so valuable in your life.
Kelly, now, girl, you was cute. Now, don't get me wrong. But, girl, like, that video I posted of the girls back in the day, now that was big girl face. And let's just call a spade, girl, because you've been carrying and getting beside yourself.
Oh, wow. That's everybody's opinion, Miss A. Like the girls are, you know what kills me? You know what kills me? You know what kills me with the girls? Everybody sits here and everybody reads and say everything and say all their opinions, Miss Thang Biz. Girl, the girls have been reading me for years. I will never be nobody. I'm never going to be anybody, Miss Thang, bitch. I'm a motherfucking household name, bitch. My name is just like a microwave. Every bitch got one.
Everybody don't have a Kelly now. Let's stop playing, girl.
Okay, bitch. And when you think about motherfucking Kelly, Mizrahi, Couture, there will never be another bitch in this ballroom scene that will ever be like me, bitch. I am a household fucking name. The girls have been reading me for years, and they're still reading me. And I'm going to continue on to let them continue to motherfucking read. But just know that I am a force to be reckoned with. So tell that to your girlfriends, Alexis.
Okay. You are a man. Him, you are one man of a kind. I mean, can't nobody argue with that one.
Okay, baby. The girls always want. You know, I don't understand why the girls always send me messages about me. Why?
You're a hot commodity.
Yes, I will send her for realness. I will send her for motherfucking realness, Miss A.
Hold on, homegirl. Don't get the yourself.
But Alexis, you got hot and tired and didn't want to wait, so we would never know.
Well, honey, I was at another place at that bar, and of course, no. But Kelly, you'll get your chance.
Alexis can get her motherfucking chance on motherfucking Saturday. All Alexis got to do is bring my motherfucking picture out, Miss Thing. And if I'm on the judges panel, bitch, I'll get up and me and Alexis can battle.
Girl, you don't want me to bring that picture out, girl.
Okay, she can bring that picture, baby.
You think that you pointed out the girl's flaws in Atlanta, but I will point all your, girl, don't come for me, girl. You know I got all kind of pictures of you, Miss Thing. Don't do that.
Girl, I got all types of pictures of you, too.
That's fine.
Focus, you're live on the air.
What up? Like, two things. The award start at 6, LSS starts at 7, and the first category will start by 8. The guest list closes at 8. So just for clarity. The event from 4 to 6 that Rodney mentioned is invite only. And if you get an invitation, you're invited. So that's it.
Let me check my inbox.
Well, did Alexis get an invitation?
No, I'm checking my inbox.
Yeah,
she's
a part of the elite group, so she was.
Oh,
invited.
Okay. I'll just make it.
VIP, Marcus.
Huh?
Is this Facebook VIP or Ballroom VIP?
Facebook VIP.
Oh, stop. Kelly, let me explain one motherfucker. Jeez. Let me tell you, just like I told Marcus, bitch, I've been getting VIP since I stepped on the scene in 2006, okay? You're not the only big bitch that's a household name. Now, regardless whether good, bad, or a difference, bitch, if you don't know me, your homegirl know who I am. Google me, boo.
Yes, Marcus did pay to come and talk about his ball to the girls in the chat room. Yes, he did. He has a commercial. He has a commercial for months. They said if Marcus didn't pay for his advertising, please mute him.
Oh, shit. Well, we'll talk to y'all on Wednesday. I'm going to sleep. I got to work.
Okay. Yes, but we will definitely be up in the Atlanta area this week. We will be up in the North Carolina area this week, honey. It's definitely a traveling spree, honey, baby. The big girls take over
I-75. I thought it was, yeah. Right.
85? Oh, yeah, 85. The big girls take over 85, honey.
We take over 95 South first, and then...
85 and then 75 to Atlanta and then back to North Carolina. We got to go to Atlanta to get our hair and our nails and our lashes done. And then come back to North Carolina. So it's definitely going to go down. Devon, are you going to be in North Carolina this weekend?
Unfortunately not.
Oh,
yeah.
North Carolina is going to be a lot of fun this weekend. It's definitely going to be a weekend full of motherfucking fun, honey. Baby.
Yes, Kelly, you know this the female figure realness category. You got to bring a picture of a girl that has beat you. Well, I've heard through the grapevine and through Uvu conversations that the girls got all kind of mug shots and ad pictures and. So I'm going to just be sitting by the stage so I can watch and enjoy the festivities because I think it's going to be a little messy.
Yeah, I did. I heard that Mona, I think her name is Mona Chanel, has a nasty, ugly picture of Felicity. And I hear Felicity has a nasty picture of her if she does call her out. The tea that I heard, honey. They said that category is going to get real ugly, honey.
Oh,
so baby, it's gonna be a mess, Miss Thing. I don't know, honey. The girls are coming out with pictures of the girls, Miss Thing, girl. So all you girls that got pictures out, Miss Thing, if the girls ain't already got y'all pictures, Miss Thing, girl, y'all better hide y'all motherfucking pictures, Miss Thing, 'cause girl, they coming for your pictures, girl.
Okay. All they have to do is go on Ballroom Throwback's Facebook page. There's a lot of fierce pictures of the girls on there.
Well, yeah, because Kelly got a few up there, too.
Baby, please. Okay, I like this. Well, baby, if I come out, if Alexis called me out, I'm going to make sure I definitely have that picture of her from her trip to Jamaica in my pocketbook.
Mother, Kelly, let me explain something to you. You bring out any of my pictures, and I'm going to make sure I have all of yours with your government name and everything.
Oh, so baby,
keep it cute on my watch.
I'm not worried about this. Let me tell you one thing about me mistakes. The girls can come. Baby, if I was not judging and if I was walking that category, trust me, if I came for a girl mistake, I was going to make sure it was going to be a regular picture. It was not going to be something that I showed in my phone. I was going to go to Kinko's, and I was going to get the picture blown up. Eyes. Miss Thing, and I was going to come through the picture.
Well, that's going to be a big picture. Who is Mother Monica Pendavis?
Who?
Mother Monica Pendais.
Oh, that's that child from Detroit. What about him?
She is coming for Kelly Mizrahi. She don't see her face or realness.
Miss Thing, girl. That motherfucking girl, I'm not even going to go there, Miss Thing, because I don't know if that lady sent that message, Miss Thing, baby. Hold on. Marcus, you're back on.
Marcus, you ain't give me time. I was about to say it. Damn. Go ahead.
Marcus. Oh, Marcus is gone.
Okay, Divine.
What's going on?
Marcus said that's Shay. He brought a whole troop to Vegas from North Carolina. And besides, that's Chanel weekend.
I know.
Tavon is a businesswoman, okay?
I'm just passing on the message.
My sister has a tennis match on Saturday.
Tell Kelly Monica said be on the back of the runway if she a real bitch. Whoever that is. I don't even know who that is.
She sent you a message?
Somebody sent me a message.
No, did she send a message?
No, someone sent me a message.
Okay, well, if Monica sends you a message, then I'll respond. Okay. I ain't going to be sitting here battling with pit bulls.
Who are you calling a pit bull?
Kelly, you don't want to get
molded. No, Miss Thing, honey, bitch. Don't pit bull tea for sure.
Said she went to her. She went to Chicago because it's her girls on the panel. When you walked to Chicago?
Last year at the awards ball, honey. When I sat her down for realness at the awards ball last year, she sat me down at a rumble. I sat her down at the Chicago awards ball. She wants some more of this.
Oh, well, apparently she does.
Well, baby, like I said, Miss Thing, honey, if a bitch come out with my picture, Miss Thing, at the ball, Miss Thing, girl, and if I'm on the panel for that half, Miss Thing, I will get up and I will play with them, Miss Thing, and it is what it is, Miss Thing, but, girl, like, don't the girls want me, Miss Thing? What it is about me?
I don't know what it is, child.
I don't know. All the girls want a piece of me. All the girls want to play with me. Why is it me that everybody wants to play with? London.
I don't think the girls want to play with you, Kelly. I mean, I would hope not, but, you know.
The girls is always at me.
Oh, somebody said, tell her, come on, I got her central booking photos.
First of all, New York City don't do photos. Only thing you can do is type in my booking case number and then you'll bring up the information. New York City don't do photos, girls. I never been locked in any other state, girl. New York City don't do photos. So nobody has a mugshot of me. Okay. Next. That's what the girls in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Atlanta get when they get locked up. Girls have their mugshot pictures. And in all those states in L.A. and things, you get the girls' mugshot pictures. Not in New York. No, Alexa's not a butch queen.
T-Wait, never mind. tell them faggots to play, find somebody to fucking play with.
They ain't at you in the chat room, but like,
I don't give a fuck about these faggots.
They say, why y'all at her like that tonight in this chat room, they say? Y'all usually her number one supporter, they say, y'all at her neck tonight. They say, I'm gagging, honey. London, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Actually laying my lovely dress out.
Honey. I want to give a big happy shout out. I want to give a big birthday shout out to
I bet
our,
you do. I bet you do.
Shut up, Alexis. I want to give a big shout out, happy birthday shout out to Ira Mizrahi. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to Ira. Why is everybody falling out?
Oh, they said they're mad with me because I'm trying you, Kelly. Kelly, so you're going to help Ira celebrate his birthday?
Excuse me?
You you gonna help?
What
Ira
do you
celebrate?
Mean? I like this.
I was just scrolling through my scrolling through my news feed, and I saw he had a birthday wish, and I wanted to know if you was gonna help him celebrate.
I don't know what birthday wish you're talking about, Alexis.
Okay. Put me back on hold.
Girl, no, we're not putting you back on hold. Don't run now. Honey, you know the girls don't like when you try me in the chat room, Alexis.
I don't give a fuck about them.
No, not again.
Alexis, are you going to smut it out this weekend in North Carolina?
It depends. It depends on how many dates you got.
But I don't have any dates.
Then stop.
What?
Stop. You got plenty dates.
I don't have plenty dates, Miss A.
Then
I'm
you
sexy.
Just you what?
I'm sexy, single, and free.
Girl. That's single and free I can deal with.
Excuse me? You don't see me as being sexy?
I mean, it's sexy is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, well. I'm not even going to go through this with Alexis, baby. Rodney has to get up for work in the morning. London says she has a new job tomorrow, honey. So, baby, it's definitely Naima, keep it cute, Naima. Okay, Naima?
What is she giving?
Baby, she knows exactly what she's giving. Keep it cute, Naima. Okay.
Somebody said a sex party is in Atlanta. I know some sex sirens who are having a sex party in Atlanta.
Okay. Baby, Alexis, can you say goodnight to the girls, Alexis?
No matter what alleyway, no matter what club you're going to, wrap it up. Because the life you save just might be your own. I want to thank you all, and I love you all for loving me.
Divine, I have a question.
Okay, what's up?
Is Milan hiring because his show is getting late?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Divine, can you say goodnight to the girls?
What?
Say goodnight, Divine. We're getting up out of here.
Oh, yes. Good night, girls. It was a great time as usual. Wherever you go, be safe and don't get your ass beat.
Oh, Rodney, say good night to the girls.
Good night, everybody. Stay positive and stay negative.
Okay, London.
Nice tonight. I love all the girls in Orange Shoe.
Congratulations on your new job at the salon, girl.
And I thank
yes,
you.
Yes, congrats, London.
Okay. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary Aurora Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Tune in tomorrow night when it will definitely be Hot Topic Tuesdays. with the legendary mother Divine Chanel herself, honey, and London, honey, and London, and Miss Motherfucking Maya Angelou will definitely be on the line tomorrow night for Hot Topic Tuesday. So definitely tune into that.
Right.
On Wednesday night, the Icon CEO, Jasmine Couture, presents episode 12, the State of the Emergency. Don't know what the topic will be, but we will definitely broadcast the topic tomorrow. And Marcus Garcon will definitely be on Wednesday night to definitely talk about the North Carolina Awards Board as well. I love y'all all for loving me. Remember, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me, and you have a wonderful night, and thank you for being a part of this wonderful show.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Feel fight to the light.